the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, writes that when a person gives tzedakah, he shouldn't feel ki'ilu is giving away some of his money. Fakir zuk the Ramban, a person has to train himself to feel that every single opportunity that he has to do tzedakah is a gavaldik asfus. This is something we spoke about last week, and something I definitely want to speak about a little bit more this week as well. The Beis Halevi, the Barash's Truma, brings a Mordechai Moshel, his Mordechai Moshel, famous Moshel. From the Beis Halevi, he writes, if you have a fly, and the fly is trapped in a big bottle with a nice cube of sugar. So this fly thinks, ah, geschmack, I'm together with a cube of sugar, I can nibble away as much as I possibly can. And he thinks, life is geschmack. But he doesn't realize that to take this piece of sugar, to take this halakim, whatever it is of the sugar, he can't take it out, it's closed, it's blocked in on the top. The mitzvah of the Beis Halevi is the same thing with a person's money as well. It's geschmack, you live on this, in this life, you live on about that, and you can use the money for everyone to use it. But the mitzvah of the Beis Halevi, don't make the same mistake as the fly. That a person has to realize you can't take it with you, and maybe that person has to take the schus, like the Ramban said, that every opportunity that you get to stock is a gavaldik schus. There's a Moedika Al-Shech HaKadosh. The Al-Shech HaKadosh writes, what's the pshat why we have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a person's guf, that the leiv, the heart, is the Rosh Kalei Borin, this is the organ, this is the Ava that pumps blood into the whole body. Without this Ava, it's not shy for a person to live. Zum the Al-Shech HaKadosh, what's pshat that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a person's guf in this oifen? So he says the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the guf like this is for a person to learn a Musa of Hilchos Tzedakah. As I state in Al-Shech HaKadosh. What's the pshat? He says, the Moedik is up. He says, pshat is azoy. You have a heart, that blood is pumping through this heart, through the whole body. Without this heart pumping blood through the whole body, the whole guf is going to collapse. Come on, it's blood. No, it doesn't work. This is what gives the chiyas to the guf to go. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, the heart thinks for one moment that the blood that comes in, that it goes right and pumps out, is its own blood and it's given to some other chalik of the guf? No, it's not my blood. I'm just the echidin, so I'm the vessel. I'm the channel in which the blood is going through. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh is exactly the yisoy that a person is meant to think of in Hilchos Tzedakah. When a person has money, more money, less money, extra money, whatever it is, and we'll discuss Beis Hashem today, the share of how much a person, the choyer, might have to give of tzedakah. A person, like the Ramban says, shouldn't feel he's giving away some of his own money. That's not the pshat. It's a vessel in which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving a person kesser, like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh we mentioned previously in the halachas of halvah, by lending money, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh over there as well, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is using the Hechad Timtzeh to give it to the Oni for whatever reason that the Oni has to get it. As we state in the Al-Shech HaKadosh. So, Lamaisa, why am I telling you this? Last week we mentioned some very interesting shailas of when a person is potter from tzedakah. We mentioned it in Hechad Timtzeh, whether you don't have money, or for example, a person is Ha'isik B'mitzvah, B'chol, we have lots of Hechad Timtzeh, we'll speak a few more today, but we spoke about those Hechad Timtzeh. So a young man comes to me, he says to me, I'm a Pashat Eitzah, just don't carry money. Pashat, if you don't carry money, you're Zichah not carrying stock, it's much easier not to walk around the house with money. And then everybody that comes during davening, during learning, during staff, whatever it is, I'm not B'chol to give him. So, could be he's right, La'alok V'enach Anami. Could be La'alok V'enach Anami, we can't be the Shailas is the richtig, the Shailas is the correct. So there's a famous Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, Memalav Menachos, talks about the Chiyuv of Tzitzis, right? Last week's Parsha, Shlach Lecha, the Moedik Mitzvah of Tzitzis, and the Gemara says, the Chiyuv of Tzitzis we don't have. There's no Chiyuv for a person every single day to go and buy a beggar of Dalek compass and put it on. That we haven't got, as we state in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Chiyuv to buy such a beggar. If you have a beggar of Dalek compass, then you're Chiyuv of Tzitzis. Zuk the Gemara in the good, you're part. Or with the Shaila, the Gemara says over there, is Be'id the Dirishka. There's a Zman, whatever that means, we don't understand that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Kaviyavu, angry, and if it's that Zman, Zuk the Gemara, then a person is a Oynish, if he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Zuk Toysus and Psoch and Kufiyat Gimel Amadad. Zuk Toysus. In Adonami, a person is part of Tzitzis. Or a person should try as much as he can to make himself Chayim. Where's the Raya? Zuk Toysus Poshet. There's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us, coming with Kremis and Shas, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. What's the Pshat at the Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chiyot, the Pavis, who writes that? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael, to eat the Gavaldic and Pavis in Eretz Yisrael. No. So the Gemara, Poshet, the Mekayim, the Mitzvahs, the Toastus, and Psachim, ah, Merit. If Moshe Rabbeinu, the Essen, was Pasha, novice. Because he wanted to come in and carry the mitzvahs, the Torah says that's the reason why a person should not make himself chayv in tzitzis. Comes along the Marsham in the Tshuva and Chedik Adasim and Rish Tez and says, who had din with Staka? Just like Tosfos tells us the Gavit Tzitzis, that good Yapata of a person should make himself chayv in tzitzis. Zuk the Marsham, the same thing with Hilchus Staka. Could be a person is potter in all sorts of Hechet Tzitzis. But a person should try to make himself on a matzah where he's going to be chayv. As I like Rav Moshe Rabbeinu and Faket, if a person doesn't go bedafka looking for situations and different etimtzus hanukkah mekayim is gevaldik a mitzvah of staka, there's an oinish. Like it says over here in the Torah, Nosen Titein, like it says the Chazal, the Post Attack has speak this out. We know by Hilton Shluach account, for example, it says over there, Shalei Ak Tashalach. It says double Loshen, the Fiske Chuba, but then you're there, Kerz Tashalach. If a person's mechuyev to go out looking dafka to do this mitzvah, Shluach account. So maybe it's the same thing of Ezra, the Marasham, a person gets an oinish when he doesn't do it. As did the Kachazoi, the Esther, somebody also said to me, Mordigar, Hoshvin Gemana, Mordigar, the Maita. But in the middle of davening, I'm potter. In the middle of learning, I'm potter. At home, I don't even have to open up the door. No, so what other zmanim are there during the day? Not davening, not learning, is not at home. So the mitzvah is always potter. So when am I chayav for the mitzvah? How am I going to be chayav to kavod the mitzvah? What did I answer back? Potter was that. Right, they go, chiyav lulav and esrog. Everybody waits till they come knocking your door saying, here, we're selling lulav and esrog. No, we go out there, and we have to go looking for the lulav and esrog. It's the same thing with me. What difference is this mitzvah to any other mitzvah? The Sforim that could be the Chidon, other Sforim, Manish Barichas, that was Chesed and Chavetz Chaim also, that a person is supposed to sit down, make a cheshbon, how he's going to become his mitzvah. It's not key, you're like, oh, whenever it comes to man, okay, so I'll take a half a shekel and I'm going to my mitzvah, shkoy, yoyt to that, I'm yoyt to my uncle's dog. No, a person's mental mechuyah, Manish mechuyah, to think of digging in a timtz and how he can become this mitzvah. That's one thing I wanted to mention. Number two, we also mentioned something which also a few people came over with the following horrors. For example, let's take a case here. Here by the Mishnah Medrash comes to Erev Yom Tov, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. What happens outside? Can I know how the amount of people that are coming to collect, you barely get through, right? Mamish, on both sides. On both sides, the shayla is like this. Are you mamish mechuyev to give every single person? And if you don't give them, you're even on the loy, start saying the Torah. What's the pshat? So the etzem, this is something that we touched upon last year. I'm not going to be my retainer because we spoke about it then. When is there a fear? When is there a tool? The nafkamini, if it's a gabbet stock or if it's only himself, good. Deal with this nafkamini. There's one mitzvah I wanted to mention. Rav Shammai Gross and Sheva Tegalossi in Chelet Hei, Simu Kufayin Go, brings down a following mitzvah. And he brings the mitzvah for Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That Rav Chaim Kanievsky once asked his father, this shayla, like, what's the pshat? You've got a neem after a neem after a neem, like, I'm with Hashem, they're coming to Bizoyachas with the Gavaldic Mitzvah. Oh, but the shayla is on us. How much of a chiyuv do we have? So he said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said he heard from his father, the stipler, that the stipler had this shayla when he was in Vilna. In Vilna, it was obviously the same idea. Pasha, there was mamish, tons and tons of aneem, and the stipler had the shayla. So he went to Rav Chaim Oizer, came to the Achiezer, and he asked Rav Chaim Oizer, what do I do? There's so many aneem there, I'm going to get every single person. So Rav Chaim Oizer answered him as like, and he said, when I was the Rav in a certain place, somewhere in Europe, wherever it was, so I used to say shalom to everybody, until I came to Vilna, and Pasha not shayla, because otherwise I'll never stop saying shalom all day. And that was his teret to the stipler. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky understood from there, the person can bring it down to halacha. In a situation where there's no end, it's possible, I've added the end, but it's not the pshat that one person comes to the middle of davening, or whatever it is, and says, I need some money. Good, I've added you have to give him, that's a double portion. But you have a matzah where you've got one after the other, they're all over the place, they're all over the base medrash, all over the shul, they're all outside the shul, in the chutz of the base medrash, whatever. So in that case, the maisa, you again, to give him, kevaldik a mitzvah. But to say that if you don't give him, you're only on the loisa saying, after they cut that we're not going to say, and the maisa, that would be the halacha, that you're not mechuyev to give him, and if you don't give him, you won't be over. But again, about it, there's a mitzvah to give him. Now, there are diukim in the Rambam as well. Now, this already is narichas, but the Rambam learns that when you have someone's masa acha psochem, for example, you have somebody that's going to let him from door to door, automatically it's more makel than if an oni comes to you himself to ask you for some money. Sometimes you have such a case, the oni says, you know, I don't have money for a chasna, I don't have money for a this, for a that. Good, then you have a chiv. How much will get you? Over here, somebody pushing him from door to door to door to door to door. So the Rambam writes, you're not mechuyev to give him everything. But you maybe could afford it. You're not mechuyev. You're mechuyev to not turn him away without any money. That's all. Nesina mu'etes, lashon of the Rambam. which is what some of the posting that we're in fact Madai from this Rambam. So it means to me that when you have people coming one after the other to the other, so the Maisa we can already be more meikle. And there's no Slochoya, no Loisar say, when a person doesn't give him, because the Maisa is only, you're only giving him Kedei, to give him an Esinimu Etes, and therefore if there's no Loisar say in that situation, there's a mockum to be meikle on that situation at all. Now, how much should a person give, right? Obviously we have to discuss Hilchos Maisik Sofim, which is a whole different side that we're not going to get to this week, and that is how much should a person be mafish, for what does he have to be mafish, what can he use his Maisik Geld for? That's a whole different side, big need in the poskim, very gishmak, but that means the Shem will leave for next week. Now we're talking Hilchos Tzedakah, a lot of people get this mixed up, and they think, you know, you open up Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch starts at the hint. Shin is sinasa, right? You may show him testing here and there. Shin is sinasa. In your dispute, if you can afford it, then what should you give him? You should give him kifi soyech ha'aniyim. That means Shulchan Aruch is passing over here. Not Hilchos Maisa. Hilchos Tzedakah. What shchiyah do you have? An oni comes to your door. What are you meant to do? So shchiyah to Shulchan Aruch. Kifi soyech ha'aniyim. Whatever he needs. Not how much you want to give, but how much he needs. Now, if you can't manage to do that, Moshe, he needs $20,000 to marry off his kids. So say that, as choymesh nechosav, mitzvah min amuvcha, but maisa is midah beinim. So a lot of people learn the Shulchan Aruch, and they say, oh, you're talking about maisa ksofim. Good, you're right. Kubi is also talking about maisa ksofim. And maisa ksofim is a separate midah, that we have to get to a different chapter, if it's chiyav, if it's a minute, how am I kind of, but here he's talking Hilchos Tzedakah. That means to us as follows. That Mi'ikah Hadin Shulchan Aruch wants to say like this. Again, from the Rambam it seems to be when someone goes around from door to door, you only have to give him a Shemu Etes. However, if somebody comes to you and says, you probably need some money for Tzedakah. What is the Chiv? Number one, the Chiv is whatever he needs. That means if a person is a tremendous Oshin and he's got lots of guilt, so basically he has to pull out his wallet $20,000 and give whatever he needs. Now that's a shot in the bus. Shulchan Aruch Pasha didn't go that way. If someone's going from place to place, from person to person, I'm not mukhoy to take on his oil. I'm not mukhoy to pay for the whole chasana. I can start it with everybody else and give him a minor amount. Good. The maisa, how much do I have to give? So he said, see Shulchan Aruch, Me'ika Hadin, Lechatchila, the nice thing, Beinin is what Shulchan Aruch calls it, is a tenth, right? What we call maisa, which is not going to be maisa, that's going to be something else. And then we have something of a fit that a person is not allowed to spend more than that. Now, I'll pee the going held there was a chiv gomel for a person to give a fit, choymesh, and for ket, and he gives a goy, he writes a fit to his kids and all the, then the ganze tzav over there, he writes that if a person doesn't give a choymesh, he's over every single rega and come over, come and love him. First, give nothing, it's time, speaks about it, why he's over on such a thing, but the maisa, what does this mean? So again, a tenth means a tenth. Person who earns a certain amount of money, he's mechuyev to give this oni, if he can afford it, a tenth. This is not maisa geld. Maisa geld is a different chiyuv bechlal. Now, the maisa, what's a din choymish? What's this din choymish? It's his vein shin. There's a gemara. Everyone knows the gemara. The gemara is super tafnun. Ve'ushe eskinu hamavazvez alivazvez yoyse mechoymish. That means, and we're showing plain pshat over here, we're talking about Hilchos Tzedakah, that a person, dafka, should not give more than a chaynish. What's the reason why he shouldn't give more than a chaynish? But if a person gives too much money, he himself is going to be an oni eventually. So then don't give too much. There's a Mordek of Sam Sofer here. The Sam Sofer writes, in your day of Ishkar Pachtes, Mordek of Sam Sofer, the Sam Sofer writes, what's pshat in Takonis Mishah? It means like this. Before the Takonis Chazal, Zotek Sam Sofer, a person came home from work with some money, and he has left over for whatever he needs to buy food and rent and whatever he needs, electricity for chole. So the samsoifer kind of at the economy will pull you to give everything to stock up. Push it. I've got left over $50 for my $100. That's it. I've got to give $50. There's no dinner or anything else. Now came the Takonis Usha. It means that I can't give more than a fifth. Now, there are certain situations when a person is allowed to give more than a fifth. For example, when it comes to Talmud Torah, to support Torah, a person is always allowed to give more than a fifth because the Maisa is considered to be Shutfus, and Shutfus is not considered to be that a person is a Kamaloni. There's other times as well, Kaparis Kabonia, it's Tshuva, all sorts of different situations when a person can give a fifth. What's the minimum? How much is the minimum amount of money that a person has to give to his doctor in order to mekayem its mitzvah min ha-Torah? So by the way, the Steiber, which we'll mention Be'ez Hashem next time, writes that a person should always give ma'aser for a different reason. There's another reason why a person should always give 10% of everything he earns. The simple reason being, Hilchos Tzedakah is very difficult. Very, very difficult. To know who you're giving it to, Baal will explain exactly who's wrote the Mekabel Tzedakah. Start to know how much to to give, who to give it when, it's very, very difficult. Then it's not the stipler. The person who gives 10%, he's for sure going to be yotzei in the mitzvah stocker. Why? What's the minimum? So the minimum is of the Shulchan Aruch is, Al Pi Gemara, is a third of a shekel. That's the minimum. How much is a third of a shekel in Maisa? So the Bosom say the Etim Adrini was something around 7.5 shekel. Around £1, $1.5, something like that. 7.5 shekel. That's the minimum per year that a person has to give. There's a chiyuv for a person to give a minimum of 8 shekel, £1, whatever it is, every single year. I think most people higher can afford such a thing per year. That is the ikar chiyuv, that is the minimum that a person should give. And if a person doesn't give that, it's poshut lo yotzei. It's poshut lo yotzei, again, we're dealing with the mitzvah min haTorah, and as we're taking short below. Now, that's the minimum person should give. Now, the shach does bring down, it brings down a person should give zohu b'chetzi. What's zohu b'chetzi? The third person can bring down somewhere around $17, or be'er $50, more than that, whatever, somewhere between $20 and $50. But the maisa, these are the minimum. Which means, again, an oni comes to my door, the maisa, if I've got enough money to support him, I should write a nice big check. If I haven't got enough to support him, so then I can give him a minimal amount, like the Rambam says, because it's going from door to door, I can give him a minimal amount, and I'm 100% yaitza. What about less than a shavah puta? What's the lach of giving less than a shavah puta? Just tell me, you only got a few agarot sometimes in your pocket. You want to give it to him. So obviously, we're not dealing with a situation where you give your bar to him, right? To embarrass somebody else's avadanish. We're dealing with a situation where he doesn't mind, he won't know, he won't see, whatever, he has a box, he'll dump it inside there. The shayim my yitzim akhir. So, Mufushu Rabbeinu Yoida. Rabbeinu Yoida writes in Sefer Yerud, my real diskin, the Beishitzkot, Sheikh Talevi. All the first can bring down that a finu less than a shavah puta, you 100% yitza. How much less than a shavah puta? So, the minimum share of shavah puta is be'er 5 agarot. The maximum shade may be 15, 20 agarot. The kuli alma, half a shekel is for sure a shavah puta, double a shavah puta, come up the feed. Everybody, the main person is yetzer. So which means again, the chatchim of a person has the money he can afford to pay, Shulchan Aruch said, if it's so yechaniyim. If not, you give him a shimu efes, you give him something small, even if it's 20 agarot, 40 agarot, 50 agarot, a shekel, whatever it is, there's no shayla in the world, you're yotzer, you're almost yotzer your yearly chiyuv of tzedakah. The mice, it's very, very, these halachos I have to tell you are shver, to know exactly the gedder, to know the balance between, there's a modic of mice and the Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer once said his earliest memory of the Rav Shitzer was, he remembers in his mother's stomach, he remembers the malach teaching him Torah. So he remembers the malach was teaching him a stira. Because the Gemara says in Ksubas that what preserves money, if a person wants to keep his money through the Gemara, how do you keep meat? Reserve the soul. So the Gemara Melech is what keeps a person's money. Right? Stock is what keeps a person's money. A person should give away more and more and more. The main is like salt that keeps meat. And then the Gemara tells us, the Kodesh Kusha, a person shouldn't give more than a bit. Ramesh is serious, they affect the Malach. Then the Ramesh says, before the Malach has an opportunity to answer the Stira, I felt myself, you know, going down some kind of dark tunnel, and then eventually I heard the Mazel Tov, and I realized that my purpose in this world is to try to figure out the balance between the Stira and try to figure out what is the normal thing that a person should give anyone. But it's not a shver. It's not a shver for a person to know exactly what the Gedorim or how much a person should give, which is why when a person of the stipler gives Maisa, he's the Kulei Alma Yotze without a Shaila, but he has to know something else. What happens if a person gives chaymish, right? For example, I know somebody gives chaymish. So he gives chaymish, his mom, he works out his yearly, whatever he makes, he gives a chaymish. He's not allowed to give more, right? And he buys this, to push a gemara. They pass on a shulchanor for the image and death. What's the law of it only comes to you now? So I've done it, it's a poshut. Only comes to you now. I feel if you spend more than a chaymish, you're bechiv to give him. Like any other chiv. And that's regarded, put him in a mitzvah, that's having got money, whatever they attain that we spoke about last time. Oh, but the mice, if a person gives whatever he gave, if a oni comes to you, you have a chiv, like every other time that maybe a person should give. Now, next shayla. Who's the person that should receive stocker? Dahayim, who can I give my stocker money to, and who's right to recover stocker? So the rest is the Mishnah. The Mishnah, says like this. The Mishnah says that if a person has 200 zuz, so he shouldn't take from Maisa Oni. Zog the Rav, what's Pshat? Why shouldn't he take from Maisa Oni? Because once a person has 200 zuz, doesn't stop and go up on us for the Gansio. So we don't have to worry. He's got 200 zuz, he's the Seder, nothing to worry about. Now he'll tell me it's talking about Maisa Oni. So if they are going to write, so I did my stock, and he means come and we show him the older way also. The same thing by Hilchos Stocker. The person has 200 zuz, he's got enough on us for 1 year, and it's the Seder, Lefi Zed. What do we do, Lemaisa? This is my name. 200 zuz is not so much money, right? The chavisher is right. That was bismanehem, bismanehu. Expenses are obviously a lot more than 200 zuz. Mimeya, that's the reason why a person has to live more. Good. But bismanehem, you have a lot of people. But that got money in the bank. No, Baruch Hashem, they got money from the chasana, or they got some Yusha. They got something. So they have a nice sum in the bank. What are they living off? Either they have a job that's bringing some money, or they're cutting up whatever. The shiny is that person allowed to take a stocker? If somebody comes to you collecting money for him, are you allowed to give him stocker or not? So the Chazan Ish writes, he says it like this, the Chazan Ish writes that anybody that hasn't got a parnosim musuda enough to support his family, 100% can recover stocker. Now that means, I believe he's got $20,000, $50,000 maybe in the bank. But that rabbi, what he's getting from there, the profit that he's getting every single month, there's not enough to live from. And his parnosa is not such a good parnosa, is not bringing enough money, parnosa wise, whatever it is, in order to support his family, so the Chazan Ish, I think he has $50,000 in the bank. You can make a couple of stock without a shot. Rebozna, in Shevet Talevi, in Chayne Beitim, Krukov also says the same gesture as well. A person comes home every single week, month, whatever it is, with a wage that's enough to support his family, he's not worth a couple of stock, he doesn't have to give him the stock, and he can't accept stock of it as well. Now the shayla is, what happens if some person has, he has a nice panasa, Baruch Hashem, he's making a panasa, and now all of a sudden comes a big expense, a chasana, lalelu, he has to make some surgery, whatever it is, rahman islam, whatever the matter is. So basically he's making a panasa, he's good. Oh, someone comes along with chasana from a kid, he's got to buy a deal, he's got a chasana, look, well, I give him all the money for that. So the ma'aseh, the post say, klar, that the ma'aseh you're allowed to give in such a case, as they pass from Chaim Kanievsky, as they pass from Moshe Nevi'im as well, that I feel if he's making a parnasa that comes along with big expense, and he hasn't got any money, oh, so this person can take whatever you demand in Kailo. So the ma'aseh, the post say, that Rav Moshe from Chaim Kanievsky, the Chokas Yaakov, many of the posts speak about this thing as well. If a person is bringing in enough money to support his mishpacha, a feeder from the kollel, he's bringing in enough money, he can still mekabel stocker. What's the difference? Because by a kollel is different because they can take away their, in other words, they're not for you to give you the money. Just they're giving you money to learn. Good. But anytime they can say, I'm sorry, this month we don't have any money. That sounds like it goes. That sounds like it goes. Unfortunately, we're seeing it mamish in this door. So the man's looking place, if you have a young man that makes enough money from Kaila, oh, Hashem, he has enough money to pay the deer, he has enough money to pay the electricity and some food for all that. So the man, he's allowed to accept stocker because, again, it's not called a parnosa kavua, and therefore he can become a stocker. A bach and yeshiva, very similar. A bach and yeshiva is the man's the same thing. They have a bach and yeshiva that's parents are not able to support him properly, about him, he can become a stocker. Right, there's many bachim out there, they're Baruch Hashem, they're in yeshiva, but the parents haven't got, so most of these bachim, without a shayla, can become a stocker, and you can give them stocker as well. Al kedikach, if you have an oshin, what if you have so much wealthy? He gives a wealthy person stocker, is it called stocker? No, it's called a matzah. What if he needs it? I once met a multi-millionaire go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. So this person just flew in from Chutzlar, his Baruch didn't have a penny on him, all the banks were closed, he wasn't able to go to anywhere. He possibly asked me to borrow some money, right? Not borrow some money, to lend him some money to get to the mikvah. Right? I was becoming a mitzvah of stocker with a multi-millionaire, without a shayla. Baruch Hashem, he needs the money, right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about a similar case. The Shulchan Aruch of the Himesh Mitesh talks about a case, you have an Oshi that's on the death. He's on the journey, he hasn't got any money left, he should use up all his money. Now he needs stocker. Are you allowed to give him stocker? You can take this off your cheshbon of stocker, about you can, because the right thing, he's got the money and it's the seder. There is a shine in the poskim. If a person's allowed to give someone stocker, if he's going to be open aveir, there was a case in Chutzlars that I know personally of an oni that used to go around collecting money, and he saw him afterwards doing certain aveirs to certain buying things that were not kosher, whatever. So shayla be allowed to give him, but the river Sephraim has a tshuva ad kedekah, that if you see a person, I'm not passing over here, but the river Sephraim has a tshuva, he clears the shayla. If you see an oni that smokes, he's not sure if he's allowed to give him stocker. Because if he has extra money for that, I don't know. I don't know if he's allowed to do such a thing. As I passed it over there, it's interesting when we just talk about this Indian, that when we were talking about before, that a person should make sure to never leave the house, you know, should always person should try to get himself into the Chiyim. So the Svarim, right, that a person should always try to make sure to leave his house with money, right? The house, if a person is addicted to cigarettes, is he going to leave the house without a cigarette? No! Well, I can't leave his house without a cigarette, he's got to go in the house with a cigarette. Must have tried, he's addicted. Zog the Svarim at Doish, the same thing with stocker. A person has to feel that he has a chiv, a mitzvah, that he shouldn't leave the house without stocker. If you bring down from no stocker, then we'll stocker, right? And a person goes out the house without clothing. He goes out, make sure he's dressed properly. A person should make sure he has stocker. In the house of Rav Moshe Yadua, that in the house by the entrance of Rav Moshe's house in America, they had a big jar of quarters. And right before Moshe would leave the house to go to some kind of whatever it was, a simcha or a function, whatever it was, they have to go to the asifa. So the relative would dig a hand into the jar and give Moshe a whole handful of kedeh that he became the mitzvah, and every single second that someone would come to him. So again, you see these choices that a person makes to make sure that he's in the matzav of giving tzedakah at all times. What's the state of Nesina? When should a person give? And to whose does he have to give first? The right, the pasuk says this way. So Chazal learns, the Sifri, the Radbaz brings it down halacha as well, that whoever's koydim in the pasuk is a chiyuv on a person to give first, which means koydim always wins. As they pass in the Shulchan Aruch and some innovation in the Yom Days, you know that a koyv always wins. Adkadekat of Shimon Zasana and Moshe Heta. That he wanted a taina. What happens if a person has money on him and they come and say we need to collect him for a sakala, for an army, whatever? Now he wants to keep this money. So if this koyv, he has a sakala or whatever it is that needs the money. So he wants to keep this money for that. So if Shimon, you're not over the loy say, since I'm keeping it today to give it to my koyv, and my koyv is always first, it's always koyv, the Mazosh Nathan Torah, that's to say that I'm going in the past. But then I'm not over on the Issa and the Loisase of not giving him. So which means the closer the relative, the more chiv you have, starting from whoever's closer all the way weiter. After your parents automatically comes a Talmud Chacham, that's a double portion. And if you don't have a Korov, Aniyim Iroi always win. The Shaila is Aniyim Iroi, what does that mean? So the Be'agro writes, whoever's closer to your house automatically win. That means if they come to you and they say to you, we're collecting for someone that's in your opinion, and then they come to you, we're collecting for someone that lives down the road, and the mice that was in the same shkona. Oh, but here you have a situation where someone's closer to you. According to Be'agro, Aniyim Ircha means whoever's closer to you. The closer to you, the more the chiyuv. After that, Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael come over Aniyim Chutzlaret. So you're paskin, the Ramah over here in your day's generation. And Aleph, that means, by the way, we're talking about Chutzlaret. There's a common Chutzlaret collecting for Eretz Yisrael and for Chutzlaret. Eretz Yisrael wins as a double portion of some soif in your day. Mishnah Gimel also says, Aniyim of Yushalayim come before Aniyim of the rest of the places in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. There's a Mosek Aloshan the Rikanti writes that what the Gavaldik of Mile of a person that gets stocker to Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael. So he says that every neshama of Esam has to go through Derech Eretz Yisrael. Why does it have to go Derech Eretz Yisrael? Because that's where the Shara Shemaim is. We made a system to give up because when a person gives stocker to Aniyah Eretz Yisrael, the malach that he creates by giving these Aniyah Eretz Yisrael will take him much better with Belief Begami rights up to Nishara Shemaim to Eretz Yisrael. So Mordi Gazak, the Mordi Mikati. Al Kabbalah, let's go weiter. Other koyvim as well, there's lots of interesting things. Now, there is a chiddush in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in Chuvin Yerodei Kukma have done a tremendous chiddush. Says Rav Moshe like this. This halacha of being makdim him over him, if he's a koyv, if I'm a chacham, if it's as well, call it. Who is that talking about? It's talking about a gabbai tzedakah. It's not talking about a normal person. That's a big chiddush. Come on, all the poskim are chaylik on that because it's not mashma in the shulchan aruch, it's not mashma in the poskim that way. It's mashma talking about a normal person. When you have an opportunity to give to people, he gets first. That's another portion. By the way, when a person gives to his koreh or gives to his rabbi, talmud chacham, whatever it is that he has to give to, he should never give all of his money to that one person, even though the etzem is that he is to go be koreh because he's first. They shouldn't give all the money over there. Let's go right up. Nishri Tzedakah, very, very common shayas when people come and collecting money and you think about how much to give them, when to give them, how much to give them, and then they go away, all these sorts of shayas. So the Torah states as though, Kisina Nedela Hashem Eloikecha, Zut Chazan, the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, Dav Heim Ad Aleph. Who's Hashem Eloikecha? Elu Tzedakahs Umaistris. Which means, the Shulchan Aruch over here, Vishnu Zion Paskins over here in your day, that when a person gives tzedakah or wants to give tzedakah, it's a din of a nedah. Mimela, a person has to be extremely, extremely careful to say Bli Neda. Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of the day that if a person does not say Bli Neda, and this is very negative when a person, for example, aliyahs, or someone comes around, and this, that, and the other, and you say, yo, I'm going to give some money to you. What's the halacha? A person, the Shulchan Aruch, should say Bli Neda. If you don't say Bli Neda, Shulchan Aruch says, it's a din of a Neda, even if you didn't say anything more than Bli Neda, you didn't say anything like a Neda, and Mimela, if it's a Neda, there's major nafkaminis. Baal Ta'akha is one nafkamina, you're over and alive, you're not Mekai, the Neda, but call it. The Shaila is what's with Machshava. What's with Machshava? You know, you have people that go around after Shabbos and they start shouting out which type of, they're collecting for. They go, Mamish, they collect for something, the Gavaldik does happen sometimes. You know, a person thinks in his heart, you know, I really have to give them $10. Are you mechuyub or not? I tell you, a meitzah shachoyah. A man called me with this shayla. A meitzah shachoyah. He told me he was in a chashev Rosh Hashiva's house here in Yerushalayim, near Hakodesh. A very chashev Rosh Hashiva. And Rosh Hashiva started giving a gadol shayla. I don't know how it was again. About Starka giving to Yeshiva, Talmud Torah and everything. He calls me up. He says to me, b'machshava, I wanted to give £1 million. That's what he told me. Meitzah shachoyah. He said, b'machshava, I wanted to give £1 million. Now he wants to know, is he mechuyub or not? So Mamusha did neder. Over the neder is Hashem Yirachim. So the Rebbe, what's the halacha? So Chashulchan writes over here that a neder b'machshava means like this. It doesn't mean stam machshava. It means b'hachlata gemura. When a person's machlit b'leiv, I feel he doesn't say anything but pet, that's called a good neder. So made it. First b'hachlata gemura. When they come up to Shabbos, they say they're collecting for Achnosis Kala, Ten Yisomim, whatever it is, Rachmanu Litzlan. And the person says, Bachlot Gemur in his leg, and the word comes out of his mouth. I'm going to give $10. Belay. He's mechuyev to give $10. That is shayla. He's mechuyev to give $10. He's over about the achir, if he delays. He's over on the net if he doesn't give it. And maybe a person has Chachlot Gemur. But that means Chachlot Gemur. The Ochel Shulchan says, not stop. It means you must have Chachlot Gemur. If not, then it's not Chachlot. Now it's interesting, the Biskit Chuba. Over here in Yehudea, so God and Allah brings you Kideiga and if other places come as well, they also want a tiny Vayimshin and Kiddush. They want a tiny, when is it Chal? That's when a person says, Bepeh, I want to give, but doesn't say how much. And believe they're thinking how much. That's the case that you're over. Lemaisa, Shevet Alevi, and Chene Gimel, some of Krupe Bob, and the Deputy Rabbi Ben Moshe, Chene Beis, and many other places who are holy on this Mahalach, and they go with the Posh of Chat and Shulchan Aruch. A person has to be careful. Afilu b'machshava, the neder of stock is chal, and a male person will be over if he doesn't give it. What happens is very common. You thought to give it, I'm going to give a half a shekel. No, everybody can afford a half a shekel of chayla, and it only goes away. No, the only going around collecting for a very good cause. He comes over with the papers. Yeah, I think he was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a half a shekel. Bachlot a gemur. So I start thinking, well, how am I going to get it? My pocket, and gone. Before I know it, he's gone. What's the halacha over there? What's up here? I have a chlot a gemur to shayla the neder. What's the halacha over here? I'm going to give him a nosa. The maestro of the ashes that fell hell, your potter. My kavana was on this oni. If he's gone, I'm not chayv anymore. As I passed over the Yashin. The Chazan Ish was chayv. The Chazan Ish said, no. Once you made the net, you're going to give it to another oni. You're going to give it to this one. He's gone, but you give it to another oni. Shlomo Zalman says it's very kedai for a person when he puts his hand in his pocket to take out some money, should the Dalka have some kind of kavon, right? That he's giving it to the oni only when it reaches the oni's hands. Until it gets to the oni's hands from Shlomo Zalman, a person is not, I'm not giving it to him, I'm not marking it to him, he's not going to it, and therefore if he goes away, I don't have the shayla b'chlal. So it's an hoga tovus from Shlomo Zalman, that every time a person thinks the machshava, or puts his hand to take out some money, and the oni's gone away, good! If you thought originally that's peseda, because I'm only going to give it to him when the maestro gave it to him, so then I don't have to be worried if he goes away. Could be. And about twice is a lifetime. Maybe once a year, once in a few months, for sure you could do it. Dan Fisher said the same thing by Chazor as well. Right? Dan Fisher, famous Dan Fisher, that he said the person should get up once a year, and he should say that every single time I think of Gedeo of the Eish, I'm doing it with Kavona, Dai Telasa, and he wants to every Shabbos. Maybe once a year as well. Maybe the person can make himself umduna. That every single time I take out money, it's always only going to be credited when he's Makabal it. Not before that, but me, I never have a problem. It's a very Shkia. First, you put your hand in your pocket, he's gone. Where's he gone? What do I do with the money now? I'm stuck with 5 shekel or half a shekel that I've got no shayla. Shayla the Neder. Shayla the Neder is about the Acha. Shayla is the race. It's not really, really a problem. Now, if a person promised to sum it to a Moisid, to change it from one voice to another voice, it's very, very schwer. And it happens often. You know, for example, before Yontem, before Purim, the Dugma, they come around with all these envelopes, this, that, and the other. So we said already last week, the Maisa, L'choyah, I'm not M'choyah of Chayin Gideski Paskin. If a letter comes to my house, I'm not M'choyah to answer it. And if I don't answer it and give them stalker, I'm not even a Loistas. So it's the Psalm of Maisa from Chayin Gideski, the Savior there of Chayin, you know, it's Maisa, it's Matna Sanin, over the Maisa. What happens if I put money in the envelope to give to a certain stalker? Next day, all of a sudden, comes a much better stalker. But in my eyes, it's a better stalker. What's the offer? Can I take out 50 shekel from this envelope, print that envelope? That's the shayla. So the moisid, once you've dealt with miyachad it for one moisid, to change it for one, I once had a fellow call me up. He went collecting for stock in a major problem because he already lost the person he was collecting for, and now he was stuck with money that was the chum yuchad for one moisid. How's he going to give it to another moisid? It was very, very schwer. It's schwer shayla. It depends on if the moisid has one department or a few different departments. If you give him chalokim, then there's a book bigger mokum to make. But if you're only giving for one thing, that's very, very schwer. Lemaisa, a couple more shaylas as well. Borrowing from stock. What's the halacha? Very common. A person has taka money. It's the game of Bezer Shem, we discuss next week. The halacha is the maisa geld. A person has an envelope, he has a car, he has a pocket, whatever. This is his maisa money. This is his taka money. Now he needs to rack it into my collar. He probably needs 20 shekel. Is he allowed to take the money or not? So the maisa shulchan aruch bein rishon tes writes the maisa la halacha that kol zman there's no anim in front of me now and the men have got no chiv to give them. So no, I'm allowed to take it. I'm allowed to go along and borrow it. There's no problem whatsoever. Changing money from stocker as well. Changing money from the same design. It's an interesting Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra, the Ches writes that, for example, if a guy of stocker walks in the street and he finds money, so he finds money in the street, what's he meant to do? Zug the Gemara, don't put it in your pocket. What should he do, Zug the Gemara? Take the money, put it into the stocker money, and then when he goes home, take it out from the stocker money. So you should take the Gemara in Baba Basra. Zug the Paiskin, the Nibu, for example, in Jubal over there, the Fendi debate. There is Amunah as well, Perichas as well, Frankenierski. They time the pshat is that the Maisa, a person is not choshed for being stealing from a stocker, which means if a person has stocker money and he wants to get, I don't know, he wants to change 20 shekel for 1 shekel coins, he's allowed to do that. Am I allowed to change from that money? There's not a problem with chalal of doing that. There's no makor by the way, except for one person and one of the tshuvas. But the Maisa and Shulchan Aruch and Gedolei Achronim, it's no makor for a person to add an extra shekel. Add an extra half a shekel. You are allowed, because man, there's no anim here, to actually borrow from the stock of money. We're not worried about it bakhlal. Now it's interesting, going back to the case you said before of borrowing from stock and all these sorts of things. So there's a Mosi Gemogen Avon. The Mogen Avon in Orachayim Kufn and Zayn Tikot Nen Mishabur brings it Tikot and Zayn writes. What's the halacha? If, for example, you have money in a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses. Zog the Mogen Avon. When a person puts money into a stock box in a Beis HaKnesses, his kavana is this money gets used, nothing else. Which means, according to the Mogen Avraham, to take out that money and borrow it or change it will be awesome. Says the Taz and Choyim, after this money, they want the value of the money. There's a Machloikis Mogen Avraham and Taz. How do we pass in? The Mishnah Berurah blight Soros Ear. We don't know. In that case, what do we do in the Maisa? So the Maisa is right, that this Gechubis, you've got Kandalad of the Hinrich Nadav, with Shimon's Tatsal also passing this Manenu, there's a Mokim to be Makel, there's an Umdana, that when the stocker box is in a place that people have, especially in their own houses, it doesn't have a Mokim Yuchud, a person is allowed to borrow from it, a person is allowed to change money without any Shimon whatsoever. Is there a Zman that's Miyuchud for stocker? So it's interesting, the Chinuch, the Tophayim Test, the Mitzvah writes, that kol yom v'layla is chayv v'stocker. That means both by day and both by night are chayv v'stocker. However, there's a very interesting aura like this. You look in the Shulchan Aruch over here, you're a day reish mem test, sip yud dal. He talks over here about giving stocker koydem tefillah. And his lashon is koydem kol tefillah. Every tefillah, shacharis, mincha, and maariv. So you take the Shulchan Aruch in Yoyodeh comes along the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillah in 7th base Sidiot, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't read, doesn't say the word kol. He needs out the word kol. He says Tefillah. Zuk the Birkei Yosef. What's the chiluk between Aruch Chaim and Yoyodeh? What's the giant change? See, he wrote a Mordi Gazach. He wrote in a time that Apida Ariza. Now Apida Ariza, the person should not give stock of Balayla, because he writes because the quality kunim and all the things that are going on in the belt is not the same. The main person should be careful. The most the meaning is a kachas alocha to feed the psak alocha and all the poiskim is about. A person gives stock of Belayla without any Shaila, but if there are certain Zman that are more sugal for a person to give stock of Kodim Tfilah, Rabbi Yonah, the Rabban writes, and if a person gives stock of Kodim Tfilah, his Tfilah is answered, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, this already we know, all the different Zman. Let me just finish with two things. Is there was a Maisa with them, there was a Murphy Maisa with the Kavisha Zereva, which Rabbi Akim told him last time, called him the Mamish Tikot Ador of Stocker. So a rabbi from America came to the Bishop of Rebbe and he said to Rebbe, it's a major problem, I pushed a lot of money. Look at my hat, I pushed a bashed up little hat, a little money, I'm a rope of the shul, and I pushed a bit of a penny. So the Bishop of Rebbe told him, hold on a minute, his eyes lit up, and he ran out of the room, and he goes up to the attic, and he comes back to this robe, he says, listen here, here's a new hat for you. Oh wow, the robe looks at it, wow, it's unbelievable. He opens it up, and he sees a choshev Rebbe shal looking Shabbos brand new hat. He says to Rebbe, this is your brand, this is your Shabbos hat, brand new Shabbos hat. So the Rebbe said to him, no, this is my Olam Haba hat. Because everything I give in this world, I will be able to keep in Olam Haba. A Yid came to the Sons of Ruf, and he came to the Sons of Ruf, he said to him, Ich bin a chosid of the Zin, the Shin of a Rebbe. So the Rebbe, the Sons said to him, Mechde, he said, what's so great about my son, that you're so mamish, a chosid of the Shin of a Rebbe. He tells him, ah, you should see how he davens, mamish davens hours and hours, he davens, mamish, a slav, a kabbalah, a godless. The Sons of Rebbe said, no, all right, everyone has to do that later. He says, you should see the way he learns. He does basmoda for hours and hours and hours. So the son says, no, the same. Everybody should do that. So he keeps on going. He says, you should see Tzedakah. He was once walking in the street and it was snowing. And he had his gavaldiga boots on. And he saw an oni there without boots. And he took off his boots and he gave it to him. He took the sons of Oh, aha. That's why he's the best rabbi. Not the Torah. Not the Tzmilah. Oh, but the Chesed. That's the best thing. And as I said in Ramban, as we mentioned in the beginning, a person has to realize when he gives away, he's not giving away from himself. He's a chetimtzah to give what the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him to give other people. Be'ez Hashem, next week, we'll go over the ages to the halachas of Maaseh Ksofim, how much a person should give.